Flooding from torrential rains that soaked much of southeastern South Dakota closed schools for a second day today, submerged city streets, and caused some to evacuate their homes. Northeast of Sioux Falls in Brandon, the heavy rain turned the local golf course into a lake. The cities of Mitchell, Del Rapids, and Madison have been especially hard hit, with the area receiving more than 7 inches of rain over 2 days. Airbnb is offering its open homes program to people who are displaced because of recent tornadoes and flooding in South Dakota. Hosts in South Dakota and nearby states can list their homes at no cost to people in need via the Airbnb website. The program is being offered through October 4th. Sioux City has been working to get its drinking water back to compliance after violating a drinking water standard for disinfection byproducts. Water samples collected mid-August showed one of Sioux City's 8 testing sites was a little bit higher than the Environmental Protection Agency's standard for trihalmethanes. These form when disinfectants like chlorine are used to take pathogens out of drinking water. Sioux City's water plant superintendent Brad Pitt says the city put out a notice to inform the public about the violation.
We don't feel that there's any immediate health risks for anybody.
Health effects like cancer can happen after long-term exposure to these chemicals. The city will continue to take samples and monitor the water, and it started pulling water from deeper wells,
which cools the water down, reduces the amount of organics in the water that can react with the chlorine.
Pitt says he believes the Missouri River's high levels were a factor, along with warmer water temperatures and more organic compounds in the water. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.